Okay, we're up to Simon Samach Zayin. Simon Samach Zayin Halacha Hey. It's on page Shin Lamed Tes. We are in the middle of the laws of Nedarim and Shavuos. Now, by the way, we're now counting. We're counting towards the festival of Shavuos, weeks. Shavuos, not Shivuos. With a komatz, it's Shavuos, weeks. With a Shiva, it's an oath. An oath. Chag ha Shavuos ta'aseh lecha. You shall make observe the festival of weeks. It's not the festival of oaths. It's not right. There's a Masechta Shivuos. Shivuos. Now, the truth is, there are 49 daf in Masechta Shivuos. So there is some connection. Is there an inyan to learn Masechta Shivuos in honor of Chag HaShavuos? So some want to say there is because the same number of daf and what happened in the Matan Torah? Hashem made an oath. Hashem made an oath that we will be our nation. We will not exchange for another nation. We made an oath to Hashem to observe the mitzvos. We made an oath with Mushba V'Oyim Mihar Sinai. So there is a connection, even though it's Chag HaShavuos, it's also related to Shivuos, a double oath. Okay, with that introduction, let's learn Halacha Hey. Halacha Hey, Misha Nadar, Nedarim, Kedei L'Sakin Midas. We learned yesterday that a person should never make a neder. Because making a neder, anyone who makes a neder as if he built a bama, the Shas Issa Bama. So the person, the Kaim is neder as if he offered a carbon upon this bama, which there's an Isser of Shchutei Chutz. So we learned yesterday that there are exceptions. One of the exceptions we learned yesterday is B'shas Tzara. For Chamon L'son, a person is in the matzav of a Tzara. Yaakov Avinu, when he was traveling back to Esav, Im Yeh, he made a Nedev, Yidu Yaakov Nedev Leymar, Im Yeh, L'chim Madi, Yushmanim Derech HaShem Shashar Nuch Yolech, V'nosam L'lechem Lechel Regal Ilboish, V'shavti B'shol Beis Avi, V'hoya, Ha'even Azos Li, Stand Bat Seva, Beis Elokim. So Yaakov made a neder. Why did Yaakov make a neder? Because it was an ace tsara. From here we learn that a person is allowed to make a neder by ace tsara. That goes into the question of making a, we learned yesterday, making an aliyah. Person makes the or yiskar. Does a person make a neder? Is it called an ace tsara? So some say really it is an ace tsara. It's a time of din, time of mishpat. It's an ace tsara. You can make a neder. However, we learned yesterday that it's not ideal. You should say b'li neder. Now he gives another example of when it is possible and it's appropriate to make a neder. Mi shenodar nedarim kedei l'sakin midoisav. Harei zezoris u'mashu. Make a neder. I'm going to wake up 6 o'clock, having a hard time waking up. I get up every morning 6:30. It's too late. So I make a neder that if I get up past 6 o'clock, I'm going to fast. I'm not going to eat the entire day. Or you do something along those lines. You make some type of neder. That is a good idea.
Here of people who have, let's say, a very ill relative,
right,
and they have a loved one, will take upon themselves something.
Right, it's an ace sara. It's an ace sara. But here, that's an ace sara. Here he's describing another idea.
It's a dangerous game.
It's very dangerous. Today.
His daughter had cancer. He told me afterwards that he made a neder.
Yeah.
And that he promised that he would give this organization X amount of dollars again and again. And then she was doing fine, and she went into remission, and everything seemed to be fine. And then somebody found out something about the organization that he was unhappy about, and he didn't send the money. And within a couple of weeks, he realized afterwards that she went and it came back, and she died very quickly. And he blamed himself.
All right, it's a scary story. You can't really blame yourself. I mean,
he wouldn't tell it, but he just, because I learned with him, and he told me this is what was on his mind. He felt responsible for his daughter's death.
Frightening. Okay, it's a frightening thing. So that's an ace tsara. This is not an ace tsara. This is a whole different idea. That's the question. Are you allowed to be making the dharma in order to zareis L'sakin b'daisav harei zeh zoris u'meshubach. So according to the Kitzur, it's okay. Ketzad harei shoyu zoylel. A person was a glutton. The nada shlo yoichal basar is this machni meat for a period of time. O shoyu shoyge b'yayin. He was an alcoholic. The osar alav es hayayin v'shamashkim hamishakrin hamishakrin. And he paid a neder not to eat and drink anything which any alcohol. The person is a balgaiva. The kill of Nazirus, and it's mekabel Nazirus to grow long hair. I don't know today to having long hair looks nice. I don't know how that helps in our day and age. But it was mekabel Nazirus. This is okay. It's a protection for precious to stay away from the pleasures of this world. It's also not ideal. When I've grown up, it was always frowned upon to do such things. We're not in a madrig of Zmanazer, where we should take Nedarim lightly, even when it comes to being, even comes to be Misakin Midaisaf. Halacha Vav ein haneder chal el imhoya pivoli b'shav. Another point halacha: you have to be sincere. Aval im nadar b'talosh lohoya daitoi k'mo shohitzi b'sfasav oishahira b'liboy neder v'loy hoitzi b'sfasav ein zeneder. A person has to be sincere, or if you said one thing and your mind was thinking the opposite, or you thought something in your mind and you did not actually articulate the neder, it's not an halacha neder. Halacha on the bottom, we have halacha hey, k'moy shohitzi. Now we didn't do it back in the previous page. Page Shalom test halacha dalit. There must be piv v'liboy shav. Ayin b'shal shuv v'shuvos Yaakov. Be'isha shekiblu alatzma shloy liliboy shvigodim shergila liliboy shviyomtiv. The gam hatabos. The ring is shiragila lohasim al yada biyamtiv gam ki michlal she made a neder that she's not going to wear her yamtiv clothing. Or so the question is, what about the jewelry that she normally wears on yamtiv? She's allowed to wear during the week. So since she made a neder, it's osir. V'chein hasandalim michlal malbushim, shoes are also included in this neder. Umevi rami mishnah hayu lavush bekelav sandal b'raglav. The rai comes from the mishnah where the Gemara talks about lavush bekelav. The sandalov biraglov, the tabaoisov biyadov. So see over here that all of these things are included in one category. The category includes kalov, or malbushim, sandalov, and tabaoisov. The Gemara equates, when the Gemara describes a person that's on the go, it equates these three forms of levushim in one. He disagrees. He also, when it comes to a neder, we take into consideration what is common expression. People do not refer to their shoes as their clothing. If they did not refer to their jewelry as part of their clothing, halech achar l'shoin b'nei adam, then it's not included, and it's not included. That's a very important principle, that nedarim according to halacha is interpreted based upon the common use of the word, the common vernacular. Everyone sees they had the very funny. Someone showed me the Mishpacha magazine of a Pesach. They had something very humorous. They're celebrating their 10th year. Their 10th year since they are publishing this magazine. So they had a supplement. Different stories, all these different funny things. So in the Solomon, they had a couple of pages of how we use words today, and it's I don't remember the details, but they took a word and they gave you the English translation, and then they gave you the translation what it means in the yeshivish world, and then they gave you a sentence of how it's actually used in the yeshivish world. It's very, very funny. Like, yeah, something like the freezer, they had all the way, and they're like, all these different funny words, like three pages on this. It was like humorous. It's more fitting for a Purim edition than a Pesach edition. But when it comes to Nedarim, when it comes to nedarim halech achal l'shoin bnei adam. Next, im nadar echal litin malbushav laniim loy havitalisu tefillin mechlal. Another example that follows the person comes that person makes nedar to give my clothing to the poor. Like you see today, they have all these boxes on the street to donate clothing, and a person makes a neder, the talis and tefillin not called, including the person's clothing. Av sheshayach al inyan malbush gamalein, even though we know in the Chazal that talis is called a beged, and we know that tefillin are called clothing, and the proof to that is that on Shabbos, if a person finds tefillin in the street, one of the ways is you put it on because it's called a malbush. So therefore, if a person makes a neder, I'm going to donate all of my clothing to aniyim, maybe he is mechuyev to donate his talis and tefillin. No, because halich achar l'shoin b'nei adam, we do not refer in our vernacular to a talis and tefillin as our clothing. Mikol mokoin b'zeh holchim achar l'shoin b'nei adam. Okay, halacha. Okay, hey, next page. What about this rule that your pith, the lev, must be on the same page? Now, this is a scary thing where a person makes a neder al das rabim, she'en lo hatara. I'm making a neder, and my neder depends upon the das of the rabim. The rabim means the whole klal Yisrael. The only way I can be mate my neder is if the entire klal Yisrael says it's okay. How in the world are you going to get the email address of the whole Klal Yisrael? Impossible. That would be worth $1 billion. Such a marketing, such a list. The money's in the list. But there's no way you can possibly consult the entire Klal Yisrael, so the neder must be fulfilled. Shalavai, what was the neder? Shalavai l'chavura ploinis. I'm not going to go to a certain group. V'achar zed, nizdam in itz lecha b'makiv shasa suda v'holach l'sham. V'yoyis v'sham bo gaman she'chavura hanal l'sham. So you went to a certain place, and you went b'mut heter, and then after you go there, all of a sudden the group of people, the club, which you made a neder that you're not going to participate with, they show up. So they came your way. You did not go to them, they came to you. Hello, the ein mechuyv lotes misham kevan shehu bebayis she'ein shaych lohem. You made a neder, I'm not going to associate with a certain group of people. And you went to a different group of people. And then the first group of people shows up. I didn't go there, they came to me. Male, there's no violation, it's mutter. She'ein shaych lohem benimsim shagam shagasham gam anosh machayim v'hu lo kibul alatzma she'en lo shloyovoy hu alayhem. Chaygamna. And therefore it's mutter. Such a situation is mutter. Because if the reason why it says this is a case of Das Ram, because if this was not a case of Das Ram, you should simply on the spot just be Matan Neder. Just go to three people and say to them, won't be Matan Neder, and they'll say, mutterloch, mutterloch, mutterloch. That'll be the end. But since this is a situation where you cannot be Matan because of Das Rabim, so here the solution is, I did not make a neder not to go, I only made it not to go to them. Here they're coming to me. The Mitzvah said, let us judge them, let us throw the children into the water, because Hashem and Nidah, Nashayin, maybe, Ma Bol Yolam, Vehem, Enem Yoidim, Duhu, Enem, maybe, Avol, Heim, Boyim, Benoifim. Here's the Raya, beautiful Raya. Hashem said, I'm not going to bring it upon them, but they'll bring it upon themselves. They will jump into the water. The end was, they did die in water. The Mitzvah were drowned. But how did they drown in water? They threw themselves into the water. Not that Hashem put the water upon them. Avol, Heim, Boyim, Benoifim, L'sech, and Haril, Chachil, Mesa. What?
In answer to that was only
one umrah. Not all umas. Okay. Okay. I hear what you're saying, but maybe they were. Okay. That's another answer. Another answer.
To the
Yabasha. Okay. That's alumnus. The fact is that the Yam is a Yasha.
They weren't looking where they were.
This reminds me of what someone once is a story. What someone once said to the Chafetz Chaim. He said, "You write in your Sfam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take away a person's money. Hashem can take away money from you. There's no guarantee. Hashem, no one's Hashem is guaranteed." So he told the Chafetz Chaim, this is what it says in the storybook, I don't know if it's true or not, that it's impossible for Hashem to take away my money. I am diversified. I have diversified my assets in every sector. If the only way I can possibly lose my wealth is if the entire world will go bankrupt. If one country goes bankrupt, no problem. I have all the other countries to rely on. If the tech stocks go down the drain, I have stocks in oil. I'm diversified to the nth degree. So the Chafetz Chaim said to him, it may be true. Hashem can't take the money away from you, but Hashem can take you away from the money. So that's what it says here. Hashem said, I'm not going to bring a marble to the world, but I'll bring you to the marble. you're going to go into the marble, same thing, you made a neder that you're not going to go to this shul. But when the shul comes to you, that's already a different story, that's motiv. Uve maftechos sham, and in the maftechos of the marsham, I am assuming he's referring to the marsham, he says, Rehevi oid ben nishba Ruven, another example, Ruven Yeshua shalo yikonis lebeis Shimon. I'm not going to go to Shimon's house, v'lo yir oid ponov, I'm not going to ever look at his face. V'achar zeh me Shimon, and he wants to go, v'ruven hu mechevra kedosha, or kadisha, here it says with the vav, whatever. So is he allowed to go and be Isaac in this Tahara that would require Reuven to look at him? And he made a neder that he's not going to look at him, he's not going to enter his house. So what's the halacha? The hell of the imlo yamashlo yire oid ponov rak. If he did not say oid ponov rak amashlo yikonis lebeisoi bevada mutl yikonis liachashemoiso lebeisim neishameiskva in the beisoi. If the only thing he's not going to go into his home, or once he dies, it's not his home. Now he's a Yoresh. An estate is not called yours. It's a different concept. It belongs to the children. It belongs to the children. Therefore, it's not a Beisai. Rak shel Yoreshim kinis mishas. Aval b'mash nishpa shlo yira oid ponov. But if he said, I'm not going to go look at your face, I make a shua, and then I'm not going to look at your face. Tzorich oid in. So he's not clear what Allah is that called ponov. He's still called ponov. V'hela de'im loy omar ad oilam. If he did not say the words forever, he just, I'm not going to look at your face. Yesh lahatir, because now when you're different matzif, after death it's different matzif, he can look. Avalim amash lo yir ponov ad oilam. Yev shulahatir, there's no way you can be matir. Maybe Raim is Rakodesh, the pasuk vayar yisrolis mitzrayim meisas vasayam. So you see, even when they're dead, it's still called re'iya. The ayim shari tshuva hole hagoyim shakasa beferush shalosam. They say mamish shalach beferush and it's aser. Uvish shalosam mish nishpa shlo yikonis eitzel achiv. Person swears not go to his brother mace. Imutu likonis eitzloy oy lukaroy kach onuroyim calls man shachiv chay lo yikonis eitzloy vafilu levakroy aval im mace. Ein ze nichnas etzloi umutul likonis likivroi. After a person dies, then he's allowed to go visit his kever. Person makes a ned that I'm not going to go visit you. There's a person. Then after he dies, he is allowed to visit his kever. Ve'amar sham sham ramaz al shari tshuva bezeh. Okay, so these are different ideas of nedarim, which I guess people get very heated over different things in their life. They fight about different things. So you hear such stories every so often, where after misa, person wants to make amends and do different things. The shaila is what they said in their lifetime, how far it extends after death. Halacha zayin. Now, by the way, one thing that they left that over here, which is not discussed, is we mentioned this once. Halacha, we mentioned this, is that a person is in shul and a collector walks in, and right away you freeze. Oh no, he's going to ask me for money. And you're machshava, you plan, I'm going to give him, I mean, you hire, okay, I'll give him a dollar. And then you're good luck. By the time you turn around, he's gone. Are you mechuyev to give that dollar to tzedakah? You are meharer to give money to tzedakah. So many places will say yes. So you'll ask me, but it's a steer to what it says, what we just learned. So the answer is simply, this is a dvar reshus. This is a dvar reshus. So here, the person thing, I'm going to go on the halacha vav. Halacha vav says, "Ein hedechal elim hoya pivli b'shavim." Avlem nadar b'tohosh shlo hoya daitu k'mo shoytzim says, "Oh, shehir b'liboy neder v'loy hoytzi b'svasav ein ze neder." Right? Pesach, last day Pesach, or Shal Pesach, Vusav. What are you thinking? I'm going on a diet. It's the diet. Personally, I heard someone speak, Anila Sachak. He was thinking today, he said.
Good time for diet.
He was, today, he was in the middle of thinking, it's Erev, the diet Hagadol. The diet Hagadol. That's how he introduced his speech, Anila Sachak. A lock on the challah? What do you mean?
That's when you have
schlüssel. The schlüssel challah. They put, that's what it means. Schlüssel challah. Okay. That would be a good topic for today. I forgot. We did that last year. We didn't do it. I remember we spoke about it last year. Okay, but the Teretz says that's not a mitzvah. Maybe you'll tell me it is. It's sakana. It's pikuach nefesh. Okay, but anything which the dvarishos, if there is no mitzvah, then it's not chab. When it comes to a dvar mitzvah, especially when it comes to tzedakah, then halacha l'maisel, Pesachim will say that you mechuyif to fulfill your kavan. If you had a kavan to give a dollar to tzedakah, to give a quarter, so then, and the person disappears before you have a chance to give, a person has an obligation to be true to his thoughts.
Who says it's tzedakah?
What? Okay, this is a political question. This we're getting back to.
We're going to ask a lot of questions.
Okay.
If someone comes and says, I want to buy a shrine, I want to buy a new house.
You got a good point. I don't know the answer. You have a good point. You're right. You have a good point. Maybe you're right. Maybe in a situation where it's not tzedakah, you're right. Listen, in a PBS, what do they say? How much goes? 90-something% goes to the administrative fees for marketing. There's no tzedakah. Oh, 10 cents per dollar, not even that, goes to the charitable cause. So, I mean, our tzedakah, the person comes collecting. Obviously, he's paying for the driver. A third of what you give him goes to the driver, they say. To the driver, the guy who's outside, and then for his airfare, and then for his host. So how much are you already giving to tzedakah for the cause that he claims that he's collecting for? So hopefully it's more than 10%, so it's no worse than PBS. I don't know.
I just comment again. Someone comes in and says, I have a child of someone sick. So I tell them, you know what? You're going around to all these shuls. Why don't you tell them the name of the sick person? They should be mispalled for him. Your money is worth more than the tefillah for the guy? What's the kid's name? That's a chesed. Maybe a chesed shall ever, because you'll never get it back. But to give the money,
all right,
he's probably going to get paid for the insurance that they care.
It's very sad all the way around. Unfortunately, there's no solution. The Torah says there's no solution. So the Torah says, "Kilo yechdal evi mikarev arts." What? There's no solution. All the building, the solutions we have to solve poverty. It just doesn't. It's still modern times.
Poverty
still
is not buying an apartment.
Okay, I don't know the answer. Mishnoag is the chumra b'dvar mitzvah medina machmas siyag v'geder. Person who is negel chumra b'dvar mitzvah. This is what we say in Kol in Matni Nader. B'dvar mitzvah medina machmas siyag v'geder uprishus kagoyin ta'aniyos she b'nei haslichos. A person is accustomed to fasting during b'nei haslichos. Oy shloy lechol basar v'shloy lishas yayin mishiva osa b'tamuz ve'elich. Not to eat meat, not to drink wine from shivas b'tamuz ve'elich. V'chayetze boy afilu noy akein rak pam rishayna one time. Oy shahoye b'dayto linoy akein lo'elam. Ela shayna is kavan. He's going to accept upon this chumra forever, because mikra din, the only time you're allowed to eat meat is only during the 9 days. So eating meat during the 3 weeks, that's mutter. I mean, most people eat meat during the 3 weeks. It's just during the 9 days. So here, a person that now accepts upon himself a chum that he's not going to eat meat during the 3 weeks, and he has kavan, he's going to continue this practice for the rest of his life. He did not have kavan, he'll try it out. And he does this 3 consecutive years. And in both these examples, he did not say explicitly that what I am doing now is beli neder. He wants to now change his custom and eat meat during the 3 weeks. Sorry, Chatora. You have no choice but to go to three people. That's for Hataras Nadarm. V'yiftach b'charata. How? What shall you be your Pesach? You shall tell them I have charata. B'charata shu mischarit al mashnoi kain l'shem neder. What's my charata? My charata is not that what I did. My charat is, I never meant that what I've done shall be considered to be a vow. It only should have been considered a one-time event. Before you begin a new chumrah, you shall say, she'enoi mekabel olav kein b'neder. V'chein yoyma she'en b'daitoi linoi kein ela b'pamahi. Oy, Now we say this every single year, once a year. Is that enough? Is that really enough for the whole year? I don't know. Well, it is. And every Rosh Hashanah we say, then in the future, anything that I do, any chumrah, shenahakti, where I will be nohig, should be b'li neder. So l'chor, the moedah that we give in Zman Hazeh should be enough, especially if you have kavanah, you really mean that, you mean it sincerely. Halacha ches, keitzad matidemes haneder o hashua. How is the matter a neder shua? Holich etzel shloisha nashim b'nei Torah. Very interesting. He says here b'nei Torah. I don't know why that's a interesting thing that he says. The echad mehem. Well, he says those are certainly, but here he says even the three. Okay.
You do it the rabbin.
Das rabbin. The echad mehem, one of them shall be a baki behilchos nedarim. One of them shall be a baki behilchos nedarim. Sheyeda is a neder yecholim lahatir. Should know what a neder can be matir. The eiz mehem in yecholim lahatir. The ein matin. The ein behem yatir loy. And they'll tell him mutulach, mutulach, mutulach. Umi shenod bechaloyim toiv sheyatir loy asara b'nei Torah. This is not a bad dream. This is nothing to do with a bad dream. A bad dream is a tovas chaloyim, is a whole different story. People that are nervous. Ever meet these nervous people? Every other week they call you over. Can you do me a favor after that? Can you stay for 5 minutes and do a tovas chaloyim again? Again? How come I never do this? I have 9 years all the time. I never do a tovas chaloyim. How come only you're doing a tovas chaloyim? OCD, it bothers them. Maybe there's something to it. Listen, you can't judge every person on their madrega. But there are people like that. But this has nothing to do with Atova Schalem. This is a situation where a person in his dream made a vow. I made a vow. I'm never going to go away for Pesach for the rest of my life. I'm not going to go to a hotel. So now you need 10 people. Because this is why? Because it's viewed as the severity of the dream. It's like in Shamayim. It's a nidui. In Shamayim, the Mingoizer, that the person should not go away. And this, you need a heavy duty bezdin to be matter. 3 people are not enough. And
if
so,
you remember it.
What if you remember? If you remember, okay.
That's why the Gemara gets into the whole idea of it, when you have to. Most of the time, if you don't want to be matanet, you don't even have to say what the net is. At certain times, it's incumbent upon you to tell them what you made a net for. That's what you made the Torah. And most of the time, it recommends you don't even say what you swore.
But the people have. But sometimes one of the people, the best should know what it is. Isn't that the halacha?
Yeah, sometimes it's a very strange situation.
You can't get kabbalah if someone doesn't know what it is.
No, it says a lot of halachas when you don't have to say what it is. Very strange halacha.
Okay, there are more things. We'll see. There are more things now.
Rabbi Rabbanan, then the other
right.
You can't. Okay, let's finish up these halachas. Soon of the simon. Afal pi shalina halacha tes. Afal pi shalinin kol hamitzvah shabatara ein haben nase godol ad. Now, this is a very fascinating Indian halacha. Even when it comes to all halachas in the Torah, ein haben nase godol ad sheyiyu lo shlosh esrei shanim vehevish te ishtairos. Bar mitzvah for a boy is 13 years old. Ve'abas ein gedol ad sheyiyu lo shtei esrei shanim vehevish simonim. Avol le'inyin ed is a very unique halacha. V'shvua yesh lohem kedima shana achas. A boy 12 years in one day, a girl 11 years in one day, they are considered adults with regard to the laws of Nidorim. If they understand to whom they made the vow and to whom they made a shvua, Nidrehem, Neder, Ushvu, Osam, Shvua. Avo Pachusim Yizman Zeh, under 12 years in one day, 11 years in one day for a girl. I feel bevinim the ain devrehem klum. Umikomokom goyim bohem. Parents have to give them musar. Umakin oisam and have to hit them. Wow, you hear that? They will put this safer today in the cherem for writing this today. Umakin oisam shlo yargilu l'shoinam b'nedar b'shuos, and they should not accustom themselves to nedar b'shuos. V'imhu davar katan v'kal shein boy inu nefesh. If it's a simple matter, the child made a neder or shua over a simple matter, then part of chinuch is to tell them, goyishin aleim sheyikaimuhu, you have to enforce discipline, you have to enforce that they fulfill their vow, even though they're not mechuyev to keep the vow. That's part of the laws of chinuch. Halacha yud. Ha'av, another halacha. Ha'av mefer nidre bitoy at shetispager. A father has the power to be mefer his daughter's neder. That means from the time she made him to 11 years old, she makes neder when she's 11 years old already, and one day, until she is 12 years and 6 months. So it's a year and a half that the father has the power to annul his daughter's vows. Even b'zman hazeh. This rule applies even b'zman hazeh. There's not a halacha only in Tambeis HaMikdash. It's an amazing halacha. Dehainu, sheyu lo shteim esrei shana v'shisha chadosha v'hu shloi niseis, provided of course that she's not married. If she's married, then it's also the habal mefer nidre ishtoy, and the baal can be mefer, a woman gets married, but that's only when his wife is an arusa. We don't have an arusa bisman hazeh. Doesn't exist bisman hazeh. Today everything that arus and nesun, today we do it bevasachas in one shot. So if she would be there, the habal mefer nidre ishtoy keitzad mefirim haatzur. Interesting why he brings us down. Why he? I guess maybe in the time of the Hitzchok Noach, in the end of the 19th century, I guess they still had an arusa. I don't know. Did they?
Wait, before World War II, you still had
arusa? Real arusa? They were fully married?
Oh, no. They would have because there were times when they had a vart, and they made, it wasn't just a ceremonial breaking of a plate. They had, basically, they wrote a tenoyim, and they made.
But that's tenoyim.
But they had, in other words, for all effect, the purposes the girl would need a get.
This is just a general thing, case of the fear.
A girl needed a get, that's why.
Strange case.
A husband has a right to be mefer his. I know you're right. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Because then, during Mishas Erisin, both the father and the husband. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Bisman hazeh, a husband has the power to be mefer his wife's neder, even a 90-year-old woman.
Right.
To be mefer the neder for 24 hours or until the sun sets, until day is over. Right. I'm sorry. I was thinking about the case of when a woman is in arusa. That's in the middle where both the father and the husband have the power. They have power.
That's only if he hears the neder, but if he doesn't hear it,
then it expires. Well, the first 24 hours.
Go shopping once a week.
Let's see.
It's the day that he hears the neder. It doesn't have to be the day that she made the neder.
No, the day that he hears the neder, right? He has to be. He's going to explain all that very, very soon. Let's see. So Av mefer nidre bito atshet spagir v'haylu shtei lo shtei meshan v'yom shishu chodav v'hu shloi nitzes v'abal mefer nidre yishtoi keitzad mefin omar. How is he mefer omar when a husband hears his wife made a neder or a father hears his daughter made a neder? He says shalosh pamim mufar. A bottle, mufar, or bottle. O shaloshan hamoyres shohu oiker es neder ba'av ubabal. An other expression where he shows that you're uprooting the neder through the father.
Either from
the father or the husband. V'gam in yichelim l'chafir rak b'yom shemam. Another condition: he only can be made for the neder on the day that he hears the neder. Tahaynu im shamu b'tchilas halayla. If he heard about the neder at the beginning of the night, meifin. So he has almost 24 hours. Meifin kol halayla v'kol hayom shaliachra. V'im shamu miyat somach letzis hakli chavim. If he heard about it right before the sunset, ein mafirin rak at seis hakam. The day is defined by the calendar day, not by a 24-hour period of time. This is machleks in the Gemara Masechta Nedarim. And we're following over here the Shita, the Chumrah, basically until the day that Halachic day is over. The Yoyser Einan Yecholim Lohafer. B'Shabbos, it's not proper to be made for Nedarim on Shabbos Midrabanan. So what do you do on Shabbos? B'Shabbos Lo Yomala Mufar Lichi, Kemoy B'chol. But you have to say the Daber Dover, you have to say in a Shabbostic way. What do you say on Shabbos? El Lebavata Beliboy. What you do is Mevata Beliboy. The Oymala Tli Achli. You Mevatal in your heart and you say a more refined expression, go and eat. If she made it, I'm not going to eat a certain food, so you make it, just say go and eat it, and in your heart you interpret it to mean the neder is mufar. If the husband or father hears that he's satisfied with such a vow, he immediately confirms the vow, he's making the vow. Once the father shows or the husband is pleased, it's too late for him to go back. Halacha Yud Aleph. Ezen nedarim yecholim ha'av obal lohafer davka dvarm sheyesh b'chem inu nefesh. There's a limit. only things which cause a human being pain and suffering. The woman, she cannot eat, she's not allowed to drink, she's not allowed to do things which would give her benefit. Bathing, putting on makeup, different types of eye makeup, or face makeup. A husband has more power. A husband can be made for even nedarim which are not inu nefesh. A father can only be made for things which are inu nefesh. Husband has more power, can be made for things which are not inu nefesh. Shabain, provided that they affect him, like tashmish. Shabain ish li ishtai. The goimrim eva b'neihem, aval elu b'enam mutarim elu kozman shi yosheves tachta. This is a very interesting thing. That when a husband or a father is made for the neder, it's not a hatar. Here's the fundamental difference. It's only temporary. It's only when she is under the jurisdiction of her husband. L'achar shenis'al mina or niskarsha asura bohem. But if a woman is divorced from her husband, or she is widowed from her husband, then these nedarim become triggered. They become reactive. So when a husband is made for the neder, it's only for the duration of their relationship. When he divorces her or he dies, then these nedarim come back upon her. Okay, let's see over here the Shomer Sodom Halacha. Just, I think we have one or two of them. Halacha Vav, Habal Mefer Nidre Ishtai B'shal Shubis Ma'asham Nishal B'mitch Nodah Shim Tehle Nishtai Zohar Yitin Chof Hei Kesef Litztaka V'yim Tehle Nikeva Yitin Rak HaMechtsa. Boy, he's a real... Okay, fine. And if she's in the cave, I'll give half. He yolda toyamim. She gave birth to tumim, twins. Ah, so now he has to go give 150%. Tumim zochu nekeva ha'im tzach liten b'chaf hekes bar hazochar v'remech sebar nekeva isagi b'chaf hekes levad toholo nader rak al echad umimonav shach sagi b'zeh. So what's the halacha? Vehevi mi mishnah im zoch oila im zochar. Neder im zachar oila yolda zachar yikrav oila. The person makes a vow, my wife gives birth to a zachar, I'm bringing carbon oila. If she gives birth in the keva, I'm going to bring a carbon shlamim zivchei shlamim yolda nekeva tikrav shlamim vim yolda zachar nekeva. So hazachar yikrav oila, on behalf of the zachar you bring an oila. Vim keva tikrav shlamim, so you have to bring both. So it's a fair Mishnah. In such a situation, you got to give both.
That's
a suffix. But in this situation, he has to give. In Echnam, you have to give both. Afagav do noda rak al echad afilu hachi im yolda shneim chol hakidush al shneim vihachi nami benidun didan yishalim al shneim. So this person is broke. He has no choice but to pay 75 kor. You have to pay, has to pay 25 plus another 12.5. Vim yolda shnei zucharim two twins near a load of chayiv rak pamachas the shalim chafei kesef. Why? To be safe, because the same raya comes from that mishnah. To be safe, isa sham the im yolda beiz zecharim echad mehem yikrav oylov yasheni imocher lechayvei. The case when an animal is going to give birth, and so not the case of a woman. The animal is pregnant, so the animal gives birth to a zachar, it's oil. The animal gives birth to the cave is a shlam. Animal gives birth to twins, zachar the cave, they both offered. But let's say the animal gives birth to twins zacharim. So what do you do with? So it says here in the Mishnah, one yimakav as an oilah, yol be zachar, mo echem yamikav oilah, v'yasheni yimacher lechayve oilah, you sell for an oilah v'damecha chulin. Go perish Rashi sham the al shneim. On both of the animals was chal the kedush of the oila, but you only mechuyev to give one animal.
What about children?
So he's saying same thing. If a person says, if my wife gives birth to a zach, I want to give 25 coins, and then his wife gives birth to twins, yeah, you only have to give 25 coins. Period. That's it.
Doesn't he have to give a second one to a chayv?
No. The reason why they have to sell it was because the kedusha was schal. Here, there's no kedusha. Here, it's just a financial obligation. It's a kedusha. And since you do not know upon which animal is the kedusha schal, both animals must be given as korbanos. But the financial duties are only upon one, and that's why the second animal you can keep the money for yourself. Here, it's only a financial obligation. You only have to go give 25 shkalim. V'demecha v'perish Rashi sham di al shnem chol ha'kedusha sa'oila. chad, you only made a vow, a financial obligation, one, v'hochi namikain, here is the same thing. Okay, so that concludes halacha. We'll stop here, we'll take a short break, and I'll tell you a vort about tchiyas hanesim, relating to what we learned today in Iyov, and relating to what we learned in about Pesach, including in Nusach HaTfilah and Pesach.